Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, for those of you that didn't see the live stream last night, I want to look once again at the simple question of, are any liberals' hearts in the right place? Is there any accuracy to the statement that a liberal's heart is in the right place? Is there any extent to which any liberal is a nice person? And the answer is yes. If they are what we would call a liberal liberal, a centrist liberal rather than an extremist liberal. So let's have a look at how this breaks down. Now, normally, when we would speak of a person being a nice person, their heart being in the right place, there are two components of personality that we are talking about. There is agreeableness, that is to say that you are high in altruism, in being nice to people, something that you might kind of summarise is something like politeness, in essence. And there is empathy. That is that you genuinely feel the feelings of other people, that the feelings of other people get to you and move you, something which you might approximately summarise as compassion. Now, there was a study that was published a while ago called Compassionate Liberals and Polite Conservatives. And what it found is that those who are high, certainly people that are high in agreeableness, are more likely to value the kind of individualising foundations, that is to say, fairness and equality and harm avoidance that are associated with liberalism. So agreeableness correlated at 0.38 with concern about harm and care, and 0.21 with concern about fairness and reciprocity. Compassion correlated at 0.32 with harm and care, and 0.20 with fairness and reciprocity. Now, what this broadly found, this study, was it is conservatives who are high in the politeness component of agreeableness, and it is liberals who are high in the compassion component of agreeableness. So, in other words, on that level, compassion seems to predict something like, not necessarily liberalism, but certainly liberal values, liberal kind of ideas. That's the first plank to this. Now, a second study, do liberals value emotion more than conservatives, found that, again, yes, that is the case. Liberals are more inclined to value emotion over reason than are conservatives. Similarly, it was a weak association and so forth, but again, this was motivated by compassion. So what you get among some liberals is such a high level of compassion that it overwhelms everything else. It overwhelms reason. It overwhelms all other considerations, with the result that overall among a sample of liberals, they will score higher in compassion than conservatives. However, there is a second component to what we might call your heart being in the right place, to you seeming like a nice person, as it were. The first is agreeableness, that you are compassionate and you are polite, but the second is neuroticism. Neuroticism is that you feel negative feelings strongly. Negative feelings can be anything, anxiety, depression, but also things like envy and anger and jealousy and all of these kinds of negative feelings. Now, that is this of course, if you feel these negative feelings strongly, as a rule, you're not a very nice person. You're going to be motivated by nastiness, you're going to be motivated by bitterness and resentment or whatever it happens to be. You're not going to be very nice. Now, here then, you find something else, which is that yes, there is an association between compassion and liberalism, but there is also an association between neuroticism and liberalism. And this is what you end up with is something curvilinear as a result, but I'll look at that in a minute. So, there was a study which found that the concept of psychoticism, this is composed of low agreeableness, low conscientiousness, that is the impulse control and rule following, and high neuroticism. And that correlates positively with liberalism, and it correlates negatively with conservatism. So this implies, overall, conservatives are more pro-social and liberals are more antisocial. Secondly, a number of studies have found that liberalism correlates with dark triad personality traits, specifically Machiavellianism, that is to say that you like power and control and that kind of thing, and you're motivated by power and control, and also narcissism. Narcissism is normally that you're fundamentally insecure, And so you deal with this by creating, i.e. high neuroticism, and you deal with this by creating a false sense of self in which you're sort of morally perfect, and you crave adoration, and you crave being told that you're wonderful, basically, and you can get very triggered if anybody punctures your false sense of self. Now, what a number of these studies have found is that both of these factors, Machiavellianism and narcissism, are ultimately underpinned by high neuroticism. People that are high in neuroticism, in feeling negative feelings strongly, are more likely to become Machiavellian or narcissistic. Similarly, studies then, let's move to what's perhaps makes sense of this, let's move to the extremes. So studies of those that might be regarded as extreme liberals, let's say those that are communists, those that are associated with redistribution of resources, that kind of thing, it's found that this is mainly motivated not by compassion, but by malicious envy, basically by neuroticism, by anger, by bitterness, by very unpleasant traits. Then we move to studies of those who are extreme liberals in the sense that they are woke activists or whatever, and it was found again that the key motivators of these people are Machiavellianism and narcissism. These people are very nasty, unpleasant people that are basically out for themselves and that pretend they are compassionate. You know, that compassion signal or victim signal, but virtue signal in order to attain status. But they're not really compassionate at all. They're neurotic, they're mentally ill, and they're motivated, therefore, by status and by power and by their own sort of fulfillment. Similarly, many other studies found the same thing. Many studies have found a clear correlation between being the more liberal you are, the more neurotic you are, and the more extreme in your liberalism you are, the more neurotic you are. And the most extreme liberals are the most neurotic, the most mentally ill of all. So what we're then foreseeing, I think, is a kind of curvy linear relationship. The people who are moderate, some people who are moderate liberals, if we unpick all this data, who are moderate liberals, are nice people. And they are motivated by compassion. And their level of compassion is so high that it overwhelms everything else. And every other consideration that there might be, and therefore they identify as liberal, they vote for liberal parties, and they put equality and harm avoidance above everything else, because their compassion is just so high. That would be the people I would suspect who would be moderate liberals. And of course, those people, if we control for neuroticism, if they're not neurotic, then they're not going to virtue signal. They're not going to go on about it. They're not going to engage in problematic activism. And so you're probably not going to hear about them very much. As we move to the extremes, to the kind of people that need to fulfill themselves by going on protests and going on marches and gluing themselves to roads and that sort of thing, then clearly as we move to the extremes, you're dealing with people that are not liberal because they are compassionate. You're dealing with people who are liberal because they are neurotic and they're mentally unstable. And these people clearly are not very nice people at all. Their heart is not in the right place. They're nasty people. The liberals, essentially, that you're going to hear about. They're going to be nasty people. Whereas the conservatives that you're going to hear about, on average, they're going to be high in politeness. They're going to be reasonably high in agreeableness. They're going to be low in neuroticism. So even the ones you're going to hear about are going to be reasonably nice people. The liberals you're going to hear about, they're going to get into the media and whatever and draw attention to themselves and virtue signal, are going to be nasty people. But the ones that you're not going to hear very much about are the ones that are going to be high in compassion. So those ones, their heart can be said, I think, to be in the right place. It can be the stereotype that they're nice people, that they're naive and they're easily led and whatever. But it is the leaders of the liberals, the extremists, who are very different.
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you could also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!